Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
Father God, the noise is there again. Okay. Father God, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus, lifting you up and praising you, magnifying you. Is that noise still there? Let me see. I think I know what that noise is, but pardon me, you might have to just suffer with that noise a little bit today, but I deal with it. I see where it's coming from. I see which computer it's coming from, but I have to try to deal with that tomorrow. Joanne Butler is very loud. You mean you're so loud you can't hear me? Does anybody else hear that noise? What about now? Can you help me out? Blog Talk, do you hear the noise? Hardly. You hardly hear the noise. It's better. Mike Vasica say it's gone. But can you hear me? It's clear in Maryland. What about now? Okay, the noise stopped. Yeah, but do you have any sound on Spreaker? You know, I have a very... Do you have any sound on Spreaker? Yes or no, please. We can hear you. Thank you. I think I know... Much better. Okay. It's still there on Spreaker, very faint, but it's not there on Blog Talk. Your voice is low. What about now? No sound on Spreaker. Let's see something. Do you have sound on Spreaker now? What about now? It's not on the Blog Talk. My voice is low. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign out of... Now you can't hear me. No sound on Spreaker. Okay. I'm going to cut this Spreaker off, and I'm going to bring it back up in about 3 seconds, because I have something very important this morning on the second day of the fast. So I'm going to take this Spreaker all the way out. I'm sorry. And try it again. Is think the problem is there's this cable that I might need to hook up. Even just to do it temporarily. Hey, I got it back up on the speaker, but I don't know how the sound is. I'm really excited this morning. What about the sound now, Joanne? What about the sound? Sounds good. Okay. Father God, I thank you. I thank you that you're helping me with this, and thank you. I see what I have to do. I see where the problem is. I will fix it. And I see what I'm going to have to do. Brothers and sisters, I got a word from the Lord on day two of this fast. I'm so excited about it. I'm gonna put the scriptures up here. I asked you to study for homework, Joel chapter 2, because I'm gonna tell you as I'm teaching this, you're in training, and I'm gonna try to post all this up on Tedline Spirit to Spirit, but I will always have a PDF. I'll try to anyway. So if it's something like you really, really want, I could get it to you in a hard copy. And I will have every day at the end of it to send you a hard copy of the 40-day fast. So Father God, I thank you this morning for everything that you're doing. I thank you this morning. We had a temporary little redo. But you even fixed that. So I thank you for that this morning. If you took the time to study, I'm going to just highlight, Father God, you taking care of the witches, the wizards, the sorcerers. I thank you, Father God, you're taking care of those with an evil human heart. I mean, an evil human spirit. I thank you, Father God, that all things are working out according to your plan and your purpose. In Joel chapter 2, verse 13, it says, rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Verse 15 in Joel chapter 2, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Praise God. This message this morning, well, they all do. They all hit me first, and they all touch me first, and they all bring something to my recognition or remembrance. Okay? I want you to pray right now that you get this in your spirit and that you open up your own will to receive the word of God. Okay, good morning, good morning. Again, I'm starting at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. 2 Corinthians 3. I wish somebody would put these, oh, Kim, thank you. Put these scriptures up here. Thank you so much. 2 Corinthians 3 and 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us. This was the Apostle Paul talking. Written not with ink of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Thank you, Tamisha. Great. Make sure you get all these scriptures, because if you don't get all these scriptures, you're not going to get what God desires for you to get from his word this morning. Go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, I should heal them. Get this? I believe the Lord used that young woman yesterday when I was telling her that she could see with her ears. This message that I'm getting ready to give you is a teaching, spiritual and natural depth. Write that up here, spiritual and natural depth to it. And right up here in the chat room, somebody, understand with their heart. Stand with their heart. And then write, and I should heal them. Just like that. Understand with their heart, and I should heal them. Understand with their heart, and I should heal them. 12 verse 1, you know I speak of it hardly a month, a week, 2 weeks go by when I don't speak of this scripture right here. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Brothers and sisters, in the Bible, the Apostle Paul says that we all know God. Chat room, we all know God. The Apostle Paul says that we all know God. So what does Paul mean? Well, in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts. So when the Apostle Paul says that all human beings know God, in answer to that, we might quote these scriptures right here. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Who is them? You. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Can be known about God is plain to us because God has shown it to us. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been perceived by mankind ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. In the scriptures, it says they knew God. In Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, I'm coming from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, 1611. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, are law unto themselves, which show the work of the law, please get this, written in their hearts. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts. Their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the mean, while accusing or else excusing one another. What Paul is saying here is that who have never heard of the law of God, many times do what the law requires, because their conscience witnesses to God's will. In other words, they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts. So the Bible says that although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. That's in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations and their foolishness. In other places, Paul emphatically says that by nature, people do not know God. But what Paul is talking about here, for example, is in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom. That's found in 1 Corinthians 1 and 21. In the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The Bible says that the Gentiles do not know God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 5. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not. So I want to be able to break that down, so I went to the Living Bible. And the Living Bible says, not in lustful passion, as the heathen do, in their ignorance of God and his ways. Brothers and sisters, formerly, you and I did not know God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 8 says, howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no God. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 8 says, in flame and fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We get some understanding, better understanding of everything that I've just quoted these scriptures in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, knowing God and not knowing God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 breaks it down. It says, he that loveth not, period, he that loveth not, knoweth not God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Brothers and sisters, there's scripture that says, the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know. Eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know. You see, there is a spiritual seeing through and beyond natural seeing, and there is a spiritual hearing through and beyond natural hearing. Is spiritual discerning through and beyond natural reasoning. I'm going to repeat that. There is a spiritual seeing through and beyond natural seeing, and there is a spiritual hearing through and beyond natural hearing. There is spiritual discerning and beyond natural reasoning. But the scripture says over there in Ephesians 1, verse 18, the eyes of the heart, the eyes of the heart being enlightened, that you may know. You see, our hope for seeing the glory of God in and throughout the Word of God is that God would cut away this hardness located and hidden through many idolatrous substitutes within our hearts. The Bible talks about this. The Bible describes this supernatural inbreaking, busting up within our hearts as a shining into our hearts of divine glory. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible describes this supernatural inbreaking up, brothers and sisters, as a granting of truth and repentance. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. The Bible describes the supernatural in breaking up within our hearts as the giving of faith in Philippians 1 and 29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. The Bible describes this supernatural in breaking up of the heart as raising us from the dead. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the Bible describes the supernatural in breaking up of our heart as a new birth by the word. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You see, the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 18, of his own will begat he us with, look at this, the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. And the Bible says that this kind of supernatural in breaking up of the heart provides us with the revelation of the Father. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah. He said, for flesh and blood. For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And brothers and sisters, the Bible says that with this in breaking and busting up of the heart comes the revelation of the Son. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. The Bible says, verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And the Bible says that after this supernatural in breaking up of the heart comes the awesomeness and the revelation and the enlightenment of the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 10. And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Romans chapter 5, verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Woo! Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You get that? Christ in us, the hope of glory. You see, when this busting up, this inbreaking of the heart takes place, it brings about a miracle. You see, when the glory of God cuts and burns and melts and removes from our natural and spiritual heart the hopeless, ungodly binding and binders of strange love, glory to God. And when this miracle takes place, brothers and sisters, our Father God, his Son Jesus, by the power of his own Holy Spirit, can take its rightful place in our hearts as the love of God. Why? 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. But the kind of love that God is, brothers and sisters, is a manifestation of his own supernatural, miraculous self taking place and his proper place in your heart. Why? Because this is what you were made for. You were made to give and receive God. Because God is love. But you got to understand, this love originates from within the heart. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Where is the heart located? The heart is located within the soul. The heart, whoa, and the mind is located within the soul. For from within the soul, brothers and sisters, this is the first commandment of God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, brothers and sisters. From within your soul. From within your soul. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans chapter 8, verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. The Bible says, but if any man love God, the thing is known of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. I want to tell you something this morning. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. But, brothers and sisters, there is more, more, more. There is so much more. Open your Bible to 1 John 4. Read with me. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God, he that is not of God, heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him, that we might live through him, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the substitute for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us to love one another, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in God, and he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Brothers and sisters, please go with me to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. Commandment that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their heart. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. I want to close this with Proverbs 23:26. I'll tell you this morning. Proverbs 23:26. My son, my daughter, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. Brothers and sisters, this morning, as an act of your very own will, and according to the word of God, he said, offer your body a living sacrifice. Your heart is contained in your body. This morning, of your will, I'm asking you, as a voice of a messenger crying in the wilderness, give God your heart this morning as an act of your own will. And let him do the breaking. Brothers and sisters, give your heart to God this morning. And as you give your heart to God, give him your eyes. Give God your heart this morning and give him your eyes. Lord, take my heart. I give it to you. Lord Jesus, take my eyes. I give them to you. Today, give God your heart. Stand in this now. He's going to bust it up. He's going to break it up. He's going to make it soft. But you know what? If you give him your heart this morning, he'll heal it. He'll heal it. And you'll be able to love him with all your heart. Won't you, as an act of your own will, give God your heart? No other reason than the fact that you want him to bust it up so that he can love through your heart. Go ahead, give him your heart this morning. And while you're at it, give him your eyes. Because he said in his own word, out of his own lips, by his own spirit, brothers and sisters, give me your heart and allow your eyes to observe my ways. 40-day fast. Give him your heart. Give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. I will see you tomorrow. The Lord say the same. On the tail line. We gonna still. I can't get away from it. Give him your heart. Give him your heart. So he can love through your heart. And you can love through your new heart. Eyes will be able to observe his ways. See you tomorrow, brothers and sisters, on the deadline.